Today's podcast is sponsored by the Flex Wash and Flex Dry from Samsung, available at Home Depot. These innovative appliances are the first ever to allow you to wash two loads and dry two loads of laundry at the same time in the same machine. So when you do your laundry, you don't have to mix different colors and fabrics together, risking color transfer or fabric damage. Nobody wants that. Flex Wash integrates a large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and an additional washer for separate colors or delicates. Flex Dry also integrates a large tumble dryer for everyday items and a flat dryer for delicates. Both the washer and dryer have a number of innovative features to make doing laundry easier on you and your clothes. And Flex Wash offers a steam wash option for removing stains and a self-clean to keep the washer odor-free. Flex Dry features multi-steam to steam away odors and wrinkles, while Sensor Dry optimizes drying temperatures to avoid damage to your clothes. And both are Wi-Fi connected, allowing you to set and start the machines and receive an alert when your load is finished. Together, the Flex Wash and Flex Dry offer the ultimate flexibility to provide the best possible care for your clothes. The Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry washer and dryer pair, available at Home Depot. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
That's right.
Factual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here to talk about the actual factual news, never actual craptual, here once again. Very excited to get into it with a man who always is on top of all of the actual factual news, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good, and on top of that news like I always am.
Yes, and not a vegan.
Not a vegan yet, but you will know when I am, or if I am, because I will start social meeting about all a social media blitz, dude. The second you turn vegan, you got to have a social media blitz.
Yeah, you got to, right, Danny Bryson?
Oh, without a doubt, you need everyone to know how much more superior you are to them.
Yeah. Is it a weakness to be a omnivore?
I mean, as far as asserting your dominance over other flesh and blood, I would assume so. I mean, if you're like, let's say you're eating a hamburger and there's a cow standing right there, and then you like blow your hamburger breath into the cow's face, that's like a real F you. Yeah, that's like a real F you to that cow.
Yeah. Tricky stuff. Tricky, you know, there's two sides to this fierce debate, Danny.
There is? What's the two sides? So I'll be the side of, like, the vegan, like, don't eat animals, and you be the side of let's eat animals.
Well, I think that the both sides are, you know, the vegans try to say that being a vegan is cooler, and then people that are the meat eaters are saying that being a meat eater is cooler.
The classic age-old vegan versus paleo debate. So, and I mean, as far as workout routines go, the paleo guys have that CrossFit, so they're like so cool, but then the vegans have the veganism.
So it's tricky. Not a topic that we normally talk about here on News AF.
Nah, there's no need.
No need. Okay. All right. But we are ready to talk about a bunch of interesting news stories from this week. How was your Mother's Day, Danny?
You're a mother? Danny, you're a mom?
Yeah.
No, but I have a great mom, right? She really set the bar high. And that's the problem, is that now it's like, really? Your mom's going to compete? Can't. All day long I had to hear about other people and their moms, how great they were. And I couldn't help but shake my head and be like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
The other thing I didn't do is I feel like Mother's Day, I'm being forced to celebrate mothers. Like, oh, hey, this is the day you decide to finally acknowledge all the hard work your mom put in to raising you. And that kind of bothers me that I'm being told that this is the day. So I don't really like Mother's Day. And I actually did a terrible job, not only for the mother of my own children, but for my mom. I didn't do any thank yous or flowers or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be told that this is the day I have to say thank you.
Well, if you think you were amazingly underwhelming, you have some competition over here.
Okay, let's hear about it.
I went to a bike race for myself on Saturday. Okay. and then in Cortez, Colorado, which is a beautiful place, but it's, you know, maybe not a destination resort area where Rachel would like to go for Mother's Day. And then we spent all Sunday driving home. Saturday during the race, I was like, oh, tomorrow's Mother's Day and I haven't done anything. So Sunday morning I said, hey, I know you took a photography class. If you want to choose out a camera, we can buy that for you whenever you make a decision on a camera. She seemed pleased enough with that.
Yeah, that's something. That's more than I did.
But yeah, and then I got on Instagram, and any post that was unrelated to Mother's Day, I wrote Happy Mother's Day in the comments.
To make sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mostly averted my wife's eyes the entire day because I felt
hoping she wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I was hoping that she wouldn't look at me and give me that look like, what have you done for me today?
Yeah.
The answer would be little to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned a lot of Mother's Day lessons over the years because it used to be a lot easier before I had kids where it was simple where, okay, Mother's Day, it's about my mother. But now that I have kids, I've realized that it's not actually about my mother. It's really only about my wife. And really, any attention that I give to my mother on Mother's Day, my wife looks at it as a slight, as why are you giving more attention to her? It's my day. It's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to all come to agreement. I will gladly give up Father's Day, whenever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as that no one has to celebrate Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob.
Yes.
You crushed our buttholes in the Mother's Day celebration game, though.
How so?
You took Nicole to see The Piano Man?
Right, but that just happened to be this weekend. That did not count towards...
Yeah, and
it
you told Nicole that? You told that her that it just happened to be the weekend instead of saying
she told
Mother's
me that.
Day?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were like, I'm taking you to Billy Joel for Mother's Day, and she's like, no, we were going to go to this anyways. Yes. It just happened to be.
Yes.
I am so sorry for your loss, Rob.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that didn't
count. You can't win.
That didn't count towards anything with Mother's Day. And then there's also a lot of pressure in terms of the social media posting. I know you guys are both saying Instagram ruins everything. A lot of people post pictures with their mom. But I think I did that last year. I posted a picture of my mom on Mother's Day. And then again, my wife got very upset of, oh, why did you post a picture of your mom on Mother's Day, but you didn't put up any posts about me on Mother's Day?
It's a real fine line, too, because if you post a picture of your wife and you're like, oh, I love her so much, she's the mother to my beautiful children, then everybody assumes that you're not doing well in your relationship because you posted how much you love her on social media.
So I don't do any
they're
of
about
that.
To get a divorce.
I don't want my mother-in-law to get mad. Why didn't you post anything
exactly.
about me?
Exactly. There's just too much. It's just like, let's get rid of these holidays that are confusing and feel forced. Right. Let's just appreciate our moms on a day of our choosing and in a way that we want. Like, make your mom some bread, you know, in July and bring it to her, or, you know, give your wife a couple days off to go to Vegas or whatever it is.
Look,
it doesn't have to be on Mother's Day. Let's get rid of this stupid holiday.
Here's the perfect holiday. Let's just do like a full blown week where it's a mixture of Christmas and Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, so you dress up and trick-or-treat for every single day, but you got to do a different outfit. And then you come home and get presents. So you munch on the candy that you trick-or-treated and get a bunch of presents. It's going to cost thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, to each family every year. But let's just get it out of our system, because by day seven, you're going to be like, oh, God, I wish I could just have one normal day here. And then you will.
But what happens to Mother's Day? Because that's what we're talking about.
We're canceling everything else.
Okay, so
we're just wrapping up one giant holiday. It could even be a month long. I don't care. But let's just
like
do a hybrid.
Ramadan or whatever it's called. But
it's a hybrid of
Christmas, Halloween, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So you basically want to have like the purge of holidays, and then we get all out of our system for the... What about birthdays? We still do birthdays? What if your birthday is that week?
Yeah, you can still do birthdays.
Yeah,
you can still do
birthdays. I feel like that we should just keep birthdays and get rid of everything else, because I think there's only a small probability that two people in your life will have a birthday on the same day.
I say we get rid of any holiday that hasn't been around for at least 200 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when we
you
get
definitely
to, like,
want to
Siblings Day, and then it's like, wait, this wasn't even a thing like 2 years ago. Why now everybody's got to post pictures of their siblings?
And by the way, who is it that has the power to create a holiday?
Like
Facebook.
Is it the
government
the president.
Just like Yeah, are the president and his finest minds just sitting around like, oh, this calendar seems a little empty in the month of June. What could we throw in there?
Well, it's just kind of like, what's the highest honor you can give somebody? Let's give them their own day. If you look down the calendar or try to look that up, every day is something.
Has something, yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I really think it comes down to Facebook. I think that they're really making the call on this.
On the holiday stuff.
Yeah, they put that notification like, oh, today is, Blue Jeans Day. Oh, I had no idea.
Wow. And then you have to listen to Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond all day long.
This is the problem with these holidays. Neil Diamond's birthday. Someone is controlling you. They're telling you every day what to eat. It's donut day. It's hamburger day. They're telling you what to wear. It's casual Friday. It's blue jean day. They're telling you who to love and when to love them. Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
We need a day. We need to call it and get a day on the calendar.
News AF day?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, who do we call
that?
Anybody know Trump?
Yeah, I think we all do. He knows us. Mr. Trump. If you're listening live, give us our own holiday. If you listen to this later, still please give us our own holiday.
What do you do on News AF Day? You put on a 7-incher on your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should I get mine on?
What kind of food do you eat?
I mean, is that how it works? We just put in a request and then Trump tells us when it's going to be? I feel like that we need to say what
tell
the
them.
Date is going to be. He could sign off on it or not.
Well, it would be the day that News AF was born.
We need a day, though, that's not competitive with any bigger holidays. So as long as we're the biggest celebration on the day, that's fine.
Yeah.
So now we have to have somebody do all the research.
Okay. So we need to figure out what's the most News AF day of the year. We could do the birthday of the show, but I feel like that's kind of basic.
Yeah, that's old school, the whole birth thing. The only thing I care about, what kind of foods are people going to eat and drink? We're talking probably Crystal Pepsi, Canadian syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's been discussed on the show, those are the items that you can eat on News AF Day.
Yeah. Okay. So News AF Day, let's work on that. Let's try to come up with a day of the year to celebrate that. Meanwhile, let's get into our top story at this hour. And sad news to report. Avril Lavigne is dead. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, I was going to say, are you kidding me? I've been waiting for her next album to drop.
Okay, well, don't worry about that. It's still coming. Because according to a theory that is floating around the internet, Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and has been replaced by a double since then who has been carrying on the rest of her career.
Is this on the same level as Aladdin?
Aladdin?
Aladdin.
In what way, Danny?
Okay, let's not go down that road. I'm just saying, is this, we're dealing in hearsay, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like a Sinbad moment.
Well, isn't most news just hearsay?
Well, percentage-wise.
Yeah.
Even an eyewitness can't really reconstruct what happened exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's dead. She's alive. She's been replaced. Is it a robot?
No. This theory that is being bandied about, there is a person on Twitter who had a 100 tweet rant about this. And I guess this has been a theory for some time that in 2003, Avril Lavigne, very sadly, her grandfather passed away. She was very upset about this. 2003, Avril Lavigne hung herself. Again, very dark, very
gruesome.
Sad story. But that she had a best friend.
Oh, then there's a silver lining to this.
Silver lining to the story.
Yeah.
Her name was Melissa Vandella.
Okay.
Okay. And Melissa Vandella then, just like Dread Pirate Roberts, took over the role of Avril Lavigne and has since been playing the role of Avril Lavigne since 2003.
Who would want to play that role?
Well,
because isn't she married to Nickelback? The
all of them?
Nickelback?
Is Avril Lavigne married to Nickelback? That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure she's married to the lead singer of Nickelback.
Hmm.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, look that up.
Yeah, I've heard that she was or is married, But did the imposter marry Nickelback?
Yeah, I think the imposter did. It wasn't back in.
Because we all know Avril Lavigne's true love was the kid from Sum 41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so she is married to Chad Kroeger.
Yeah. Not Avril Lavigne, though, the lookalike.
Well, we don't know. Right. The lookalike has already taken the Avril Lavigne trajectory way off of what I'm sure.
Right.
Avril
Avril Lavigne, she came up as sort of like this like punk alternative
punk
rock. And then that Avril Lavigne and also that that style of music died with the original Avril Lavigne. And then the new Avril Lavigne, the double, has sort of reinvented Avril Lavigne as more of a pop star.
Hmm. Wow. Good move in this day and age, by the way. So
you got to go pop.
Yeah, you got to go pop. I don't know about the Nickelback marriage, but she's making some pretty good decisions.
Yeah.
I wonder if she kept the same manager or if the manager orchestrated the whole thing.
The management team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how will we know if something happens to this Avril Lavigne?
How many Avril Lavigne lookalikes do they have waiting in the wings? And especially now with like that guy probably in Hong Kong working on Avril Lavigne sex robots as we talk, there's no way of knowing when and what volume of Avril Lavigne we're on.
Yeah. Now,
I need to see what this girl's best friend looks like to know whether or not we can get a third installment of Lavigne.
Here's what I'm picturing. Attack of the Clones, Star Wars, where they go into that guy's clone shop and they go into this warehouse and there's just like a trillion robots.
Of Avril Lavigne.
Here you go in of Avril Lavigne just standing there waiting in the wings, waiting to be put in the game. Tag team. There could, for all we know, be already 1,000 Avril Lavigne's tag teaming in and they're all synced up Wi-Fi over Wi-Fi so they know where their memories. God damn, dude.
Chad
this goes
Kroeger
way
is-
deeper.
Kroeger is sexually exhausted.
He
can't satisfy
he is.
1,000 Lavignes. Like he's probably just spent on his bed, dehydrated like crazy.
The Avril Army.
Yeah. Because he's the only one that can breed with the Lavigne clones.
Yeah.
And so they constantly need his seed. And that's why we haven't seen him for a while. Because he's just all laying there on the bed.
So you're saying they operate not on power like a regular robot would. Mm. You don't plug them in.
Right.
You plug them into the plug them into the Krogue.
Yes. Yes. Much like the robot
power.
That has a charging port right in the genital area.
Yeah,
how the Avril Lavigne robots, that's how they continue to get charged.
Yeah, so you plug the Krogue into the crotch.
Right.
And then power, juice up mode.
Yeah.
Juicing up 1,000 Lavignes.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. If he doesn't satisfy them, the robot self-destructs. So he is like under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can't. He doesn't have time to write a decent song because he's got to pleasure all these robots constantly.
Or he's been writing songs, but his manager won't let them get out because they're all about being trapped and exploded on and used and abused. And it's just not your typical nostalgic song.
I have so much respect for Chad Kroeger now.
Yes. He's done the Lord's work. keeping the Avril Lavigne robot army satisfied and fully powered. Now, going back to the Avril Lavigne thing, so according to this theory that the Avril Lavigne of 2003 has birthmarks that the current Avril Lavigne no longer has. And also, I believe there is a matching tattoo that the friend of Avril Lavigne had that now Avril Lavigne has. But I want to know, why can't they just find the friend? Why can't they find the girl, Melissa?
They can.
Okay.
But
she's
then that would put
Avril Lavigne's life.
Yeah, they'd punch a bunch of holes in this girl's theory.
Mm-hmm.
And so it serves her interest not to find the friend.
Yeah.
Keep the conspiracy going.
Tyson, would you be interested in this sort of, well, I guess not actually dying, but maybe faking your own death and having somebody go on living as Tyson Apostle?
And then what would I do?
Whatever you want, I guess.
Is he getting kickbacks from this new Tyson Apostle's job? Like, he's
getting
20%?
Then, no, probably like 90%. Because this new Tyson Apostle, it's like, it would be a pleasure to live a day in the shoes of me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So he's getting the joy of being you, mm-hmm. and you're getting all the money he earns working
yes,
at the bike
which
shop.
Which also brings me joy.
It sounds like a win-win. Do you have any birthmarks, though, that he'd have to have or that you would have to have removed?
No, but I have moles and stuff.
Mm. You should get those checked out anyway.
I don't think I have. Yeah, I should get them checked out, but I don't think I have any that he would that people would notice and be like, "Oh, that's Tyson Apostle's famous nipple-shaped mole."
Yeah.
On the top of his, you know.
Now
forehead.
Again, this is a a much darker version that the real Avril Lavigne was very upset and committed suicide. So
offed herself.
Right.
Well, the story has to be dark when it involves someone who wears that much eyeshadow.
Yeah. In the news story, though, to be fair, they said this is just a fun story and not to take it too
seriously.
Just because
it can't be proven.
It's probably not true.
Right.
I guess the real question is, why do we have so much fun fantasizing about Avril Lavigne's death and replacement with her neighbor?
Yeah. I mean, she was dead to me a long time ago. After Skater Boy. After her Skater Boy hit, it was kind of like you're not going to top Skater Boy.
Yeah. Hmm. I guess that once you reach that pinnacle, I don't know necessarily, there's nowhere else to go.
Do you think Chad, when he read this article, he was like, I've never met your best friend.
Melissa.
Maybe you could invite her over for dinner.
Okay.
She looks just like you.
He Googled real woman. He Googled real anatomy parts of women. And then he was like, wait a second. Well, how come my Avril Lavigne has wires and circuitry and this plug-in spot? He didn't even know.
This brings me back to the story we talked about where the woman said Australia was not real.
Right.
And it really makes me wonder at what point and what are the causes that bring something like this, something from the absolute fringe.
I know exactly what it is.
Line. Of the news.
You want me to tell you what it is? What?
Yeah, I'm curious.
These millennials are punking the hell out of us Gen Xers and baby boomers, and we eat it up, and even if we know that it's probably not true, we still have to talk about it. Meanwhile, these millennials on their millennial-only chat boards are over there laughing all the way to the bank.
See, Tyson, but you're giving us conflicting views of millennials. On one hand, you say that they're lazy and not very ambitious. But on the other hand, they're putting in a lot of work to trick Gen X and Yers. You know what I mean?
They love to sock it to us.
But which version of the millennials do you really believe in? The lazy ones or the ones working really hard to trick us?
Well, here's the thing. They will work really hard to trick Gen Xers, but they don't want to hold a 9-to-5 job. Neither do I. I understand that. But if I wanted to trick somebody, I would work day in and day out until that job was done.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not totally ready to say that this is a hoax because I think that it's the official statement of Avril Lavigne, this is fake news, this isn't real, until then we find out that it is.
Oh, so you're saying you think this is real?
I mean, who's saying it's a hoax? Avril Lavigne?
Isn't
that in her best interest to say it's a hoax?
Yeah, because,
isn't that the move when somebody accuses you of something that's actually true, that you say, fake news, not really happening, not real.
And nowhere in the article is there a line from or a quote from Avril, a recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of response.
Right. I mean, what we need to do is some sort of DNA type test where if we can find some article of
Chad's
clothes from 2003 Avril Lavigne and then compare it to this Avril Lavigne, then I would
Chad
say
Chad is covered in biomatter.
Mm-hmm. But
I think it would
not from the old Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, but we would eliminate all we need is something that's on him and we could find out the truth.
You don't think that Chad Kroeger has the technology to recreate Avril Lavigne's DNA all over his face?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Good question. Maybe you should tweet out to Chad.
Somebody's going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, somebody. Some scientist with more brains than us three combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because too many people are talking about this. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone is talking about this today. A lot of people are saying that this could be the biggest story of our time.
Really?
Our time right now.
So
and now
in
it's
like,
gone.
In 20 years, we'll be watching a documentary or not a mockumentary.
If
a
the real
a
Avril
biopic,
Lavigne died and a new Avril Lavigne had been living her life for the last 15 some odd years, I think that is the biggest story of our time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely going to get a holiday.
Yeah.
Do you know how many number one hits she's had since then? Easily two or three.
Do you think John Travolta will play her manager in the Hulu series?
Mm, that would be good.
Yeah.
You know,
Avril Lavigne Day
was all right there in front of us when she told us, you know, why do you have to go and make things so complicated?
Yeah. Oh, that's another song she made.
Yeah. So.
Can't wait to fire up the Avril Lavigne playlist. Yeah. When we're
oh,
here.
Dude.
You mean the,
this will
the
bring everything. Everything will sell. Yeah. The second they're like, except for only her original stuff.
Yeah.
So do you think, like, let's say that the friend comes out and is like, yeah, Avril Lavigne did die. I stepped in. Do you think that girl would then become super famous or would... She'd probably become super famous. She'd be on
No, I think people
TV.
Would be mad that they tricked her, that they tricked. But I think that Melissa Vandella could argue, hey, I've been more successful as Avril Lavigne than Avril Lavigne was.
And then people would be clamoring
more
to find lookalikes.
For Avril Lavigne, right.
Than Avril Lavigne did for herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. This is so complex and deep.
Yeah, complicated.
Only time will tell us, guys.
It We're is complicated.
Okay. All right. Well, as updates come in, we will continue to bring you more about this story. Okay. Another big story. Danny is very excited about this. Wendy Jong sends us a story about rompers for men, Danny. They call them the romp him.
Oh, they should call it the frog eye surprise.
Frog eye surprise.
Because every time those dudes lift those hands up, they're going to be, looks like they're going to be exposing some frog eyes.
So frog eyeing is when your testicles pop out the bottom of your shorts.
I had not heard that before, but from the context.
One on each side.
Yeah. One on each side.
Right.
Plop!
Okay.
Split down the middle.
So just for the uninitiated, a romper is an article of clothing until now predominantly worn by women, which is basically like a one piece that has like buttons in the front, like a short set with like a shirt attached to it, one piece with buttons. And now a new company is launching a Kickstarter to create the fashion article for the summer, the Romp Him, Tyson.
Yeah, want me to tell you a secret?
Yeah.
It's not going to be secret after I tell you.
Sure.
I saw an advertisement for a company called One Piece. If you go to onepiece.com, I saw it on Instagram, and it's the same thing. It's all these jumpsuits for men and women. But they actually have some pretty cool stuff, and I was like, I wonder if I could get away with one of those. So it's like Romp Him, but it looks like you can already purchase the gear.
Hmm.
And I would try one on.
Yeah,
I prefer Danny, that we call them the frog eye surprise.
Danny, could Tyson pull this off?
Of course. All it takes is confidence, and Tyson's got that in spades.
Number one fashion accessory. Yeah.
Now, the advantage of the romp him as opposed to the romper is that they have added a fly for easy access to the romp him, whereas
for some HJs.
From what I understand, a number of women complain about the major issue with the romper is that to use the facilities, a woman needs to almost get completely undressed. Yeah. Right.
I'm also noticing that in all of these pictures, the people wearing the rompers are also consuming alcohol. And I wonder if that's a companion to the piece itself in order to get the confidence. Like Tyson, he could do it sober, right? But a lot of these guys, to have the confidence in public to wear the romper, the alcohol is a necessary component.
What I'm confused about is, what are we going for here? Is it more convenient? Is this better than if you had like shorts and a shirt, Danny?
Well, it's going to make it impossible for your friends to pants you. Like,
yes.
You know, the old trick where they're like, let's see who's taller. And then he pulls your pants down. That's not
But it will
work.
Be easier to give a wedgie.
Yeah, you'll be giving yourself a wedgie every time you raise your hands up in the air in celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just have to grab the back of that shirt and yank. Mm-hmm. But that was a time gone by when we would get bullied. Bullies are a thing of the past, pretty much.
It eliminates if you're a guy who likes to tuck your shirt in. Well, now your shirt will never come untucked. So
Geez, well, how are they going to figure out which kids to put on the show Barney? Because if everybody's going to have their T-shirts pretty much tucked into their jeans, then they won't know in casting who to put on that show.
Is that what they were looking for? If you had your T-shirt tucked into your jeans?
Dude, watch Barney. I'm telling you, every kid has his T-shirt tucked into his jeans. And I was like, I know exactly how they cast this show.
Yeah.
Okay, come in and give the... Oh, yep. Tucked in shirt and jeans. You're in.
Yeah. You're hired, kid.
You're hired, buddy. You got the job.
Yeah. I like in the picture, Danny, one guy's wearing the romp him and also like a fur coat.
Yeah. Yeah, that kid's baller.
That guy's actually the only one who really deserves to wear the outfit because he's got the confidence to rock it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like another move is to wear the romp him and then also a pastel blazer.
You know, the tensile strength on some of these buttons seems to be intense because some of these guys are really testing
they're swole?
The strength. Well, they're swollen. But those buttons, man. Kudos to the seamstress who put that
together.
Danny,
are you fat shaming some of the romp him models?
Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying.
Starting a war.
No. I'm complimenting the person who designed and created the outfit because mm-hmm. obviously they made a great piece of clothing. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, why does it have to be a Kickstarter? There was no company willing to just go to market with the romp him?
Yeah, they're giving out, plastic jeans, plastic knee jeans, pre-mudded mm-hmm. Clothing. You think someone would have taken this up?
Yeah. Well, if you go to onepiece.com, again, I am not paid advertising for this company. They have like more athletic-like looking. They're like a towel material, some of them, and they're like leisure wear. These are more like, let's get all our frat bros together and haze each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make hazing a lot easier.
Yeah. Let's yell at each other for not being gay and haze each other with the gayest stuff we can come up with.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they
so
do?
True.
I don't know. But these guys
have you been in a frat?
Yeah.
Rob?
What's that?
Rob.
Yes.
Have you been in a frat before?
Yes.
And?
That,
did you get hazed?
I did, but we didn't do anything that you would consider homoerotic.
Yeah, but Dyson has a point with
they're scared of homosexuals.
That's definitely a thing. That's definitely a thing. From what I witnessed, I can attest that I did not see that in my time at the State University of New York at Oswego.
I don't see this being for married men. Because I think like married men need to wear more gray, drab clothing, like mm-hmm. a prison outfit.
Yeah.
Because they mm-hmm. can't really put on the show that these guys are putting on.
Mm.
The single man. This is a single man's outfit for sure.
Right.
Guys, I got another confession.
What's that?
I have a Dickies one-piece leisure suit sitting right here on the floor behind me.
A one-piece leisure suit. How does that work?
Can we see it? I need to have an idea.
I can try it on if you give me a second.
Okay.
You want...
Sure.
I'm going to go offline. You guys keep talking about what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's go to the next story and then come back and when Tyson has his one piece Dickies leisure
suit. I'm really interested in what this is.
All right, let me take a moment before we get to our next story and thank a sponsor, and those are our friends over at True Car, because there's something that people might not know about True Car. You could use True Car to help you buy a used car as well, because in fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from True Car certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get that upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through the True Car Certified Dealer Network, where you get to see what other people are paying for a car that you're looking at, so you know what a fair price is and you could feel confident. Danny,
I need that confidence, actually, Rob. I'm about to buy a car.
Oh, so are you feeling low confidence?
I went to a dealership, very low confidence.
Yes, okay. And have you also thought about wearing a romp him to improve your confidence as well?
Frog eye, that salesman.
Yeah.
I'll wear the romp him and go to TrueCar, and then I'll be have more
extreme confidence. Because with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. With TrueCar, you'll easily find the new or used car that you want. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. So, Danny, we had another story sent to us by a new Pepsi product that they're calling Pepsi Fire, which is a cinnamon version of Pepsi. Now, Danny, is this spicy? Is this hot soda?
Yeah, you know, I actually, this is one of those articles that got posted so often in our Facebook feed that I had to read about it. Because at first I thought it might be not
Here's
real,
something that I've always been confused about. That cinnamon is not spicy. When you eat cinnamon, like, you don't put it to like cinnamon on like hot wings or anything like that. Like, there's no fire to it. Yet in candies and mouthwash and things like cinnamon is red and is a spicy.
Is burning.
Yeah. Right. Red Hots and stuff like that. Big Red, you know, can be spicy. But cinnamon itself is brown and sweet.
Yeah, this is the kind of cinnamon, when I was a kid in grade school, I used to go buy cinnamon extract.
Yes.
And for some unknown reason, probably because I was a kid, I'd soak toothpicks in the extract. But that extract, which I'm assuming is cinnamon in like its, you know, basis chemical form, was very, very hot.
Okay.
So maybe that's the correct cinnamon.
I like this Pepsi Fire.
Yes. You would be up for it?
I like the idea. I mean, people drink that Fireball whiskey or whatever, and they seem to love it. Mm-hmm. So I think those same people, when they decide not to drink and drive, they could just drink this Pepsi Fire instead.
Okay. Now, Tyson is now wearing... Now, this is a... Tyson, can you describe this? This is a one-piece leisure suit?
Yeah, kind of like a utility suit. Like,
yeah. Now, what is the leisure part of it? It looks like you're like off to like go on like some space mission. It's all in black.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't understand. It's all navy blue.
Well, it does have a collar. Could you put a tie on?
No, because it only zips up to like right there where that top snap is. I got it, and I actually kind of think it's pretty cool, and Rachel's like, I've been more attracted to you now than I have been in the last 5 years.
Danny, doesn't he look like he's off to go to the Galactic Salt Mine uniform or something like that?
Well, could this be the beginning of that? This becomes a fashion trend, and then it becomes mandated, and basically we're all suited up and ready to be shipped off by the time
I'm debating if I should have this cut off into shorts or just leave it long.
Tyson, to go number two, do you have to remove the entire leisure suit or does it have like a porthole?
It doesn't, but to go number one, I could zip it down. Also, it has these cool things on the side where if you're wearing pants underneath it, you can access the pockets to your pants because there's like a hole that goes into your side and then there's also pockets for itself.
Something that a car mechanic is that?
No,
what a car
it's exactly what a car mechanic would wear.
Well, they call it a leisure suit, though.
Well, I call it a leisure suit because that's all I'm doing is lounging.
Also, you know, if you were wearing it completely naked, those pockets would give you easy access to your junk.
Well, what would you need that for?
I don't know. To scratch.
Okay. Yeah.
Charge an Avril Lavigne robot.
Yeah.
It's probably what Chad Kroger wears.
Yeah.
He's sitting around in bed.
Yeah.
Waiting for the next Levine bot.
I am so relaxed right now wearing this thing.
Tyson, Pepsi Fire is also going to be available in Slurpee form from 7-Eleven. Does that defeat the purpose of a hot, spicy drink that's made of ice?
Yeah, icy hot?
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't like the Slurpee idea as much as just the beverage.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the beverage.
I'll probably try it,
but I don't think I'll like it.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Wait, Danny, you're a lover of all soda.
Oh, yeah. I definitely am.
Not this one.
But, and you don't think you'll like this?
And interestingly enough, I have had an atomic fireball within the last 5 days. So
and?
I do have that taste in my mouth. I cannot imagine a drink being made out of something even close to an atomic fireball.
They already have a drink made out of that. It's the Fireball Whiskey.
Well, I know, but I don't drink that. I have to wait till the Pepsi fire shows up, and then I'll know what it's like to drink liquid Fireball.
But if your friends would have forced you to drink alcohol in junior high to be cool, then you'd probably be addicted to this Fireball by now.
Yeah, I'd probably be addicted to it, and I'd probably be wearing a romper, too.
Yeah, you would.
Okay. Let's talk about another sugary contest or substance. Oreos has a new contest, Tyson. They're asking for fans to design Oreo flavors designed to be released in 2018.
Do they really need help? They've got a great
I already
department.
Entered.
You already entered?
I already entered.
What'd you send in?
Green apple.
Green apple?
Yeah. Hmm. I feel like that'd be pretty good.
So it's, and also, how does that work?
You put green apple in green apple frosting in between two cookies, and I would assume, I don't know if it would go better with the golden cookies or the chocolate ones, but, and then I did another one that I thought was decent, but I got to refer to my Twitter to remember what I put. Mm. Let's see.
How about, my suggestion would be disappointment.
Disappointment? Yeah, how does that
the flavor work? Of disappointment?
It like just has a little bit of flavor, tastes kind of like paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a couple of them. Here's a couple ones. Bitto honey flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, big hunk flavor.
Wait, these are your ideas?
These are my ideas. Okay. Bitto honey or big hunk. I think we'd want to go with bitto honey there. And then the green apple one. Also, tropical punch.
Tropical punch. Okay.
Lemonade or limeade. With the golden cookies, I think that's a good summer flavor.
Why not throw in Atomic Fireball?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you
spicy
think I should?
Oreo.
Yeah, something nice and spicy. Atomic Fireball.
Also, my Burger King tweet from last week has gotten 160 likes and over 100 retweets, and Burger King has not responded with the $2 million check that I demanded.
That was your tweet about a Burger King hamburger on a bun made of French toast sticks.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's coming. It's coming. Give it
what
some time.
Shame.
Give it some time.
Okay.
Because just...
I didn't check the mail today, actually.
Yeah. Well, that where that whole idea got started was that Carter, the Nugs guy that wanted 18 mm-hmm. million retweets for, or that he asked for a year of free nuggets. Wendy said, we need 18 million retweets. He said, consider it done. He broke the all-time record for most retweets. But Wendy's is still decided that was good enough, even though it was nowhere near 18 million. And they will give him those free nuggets and donate $100,000 to charity.
And a free colonoscopy every 5 years.
Wow.
You got to be careful of those nuggets. They're not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good health insurance.
Also, did you guys see the news where Nuggets for Carter, United tried to get in on that?
United?
Yeah.
Oh, get them the hell away from that.
Well, it did not work out well. They got beat down pretty hard on Twitter.
That's typical of the United policy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this time it was the Twitter users who were giving the beating.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, but it was verbal, so it didn't hurt as bad physically.
Right. Why? What happened? United wanted to get in on Nuggets?
Yeah, so they tweeted that if he reached some milestone that they would give him free flights. I don't remember details.
Yeah,
but
Carter was like, no, thank you.
Well, free flights to anywhere they serve so he could get his nugs in that city.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tyson. And basically a bunch of people wrote some pretty scathing tweets.
They're hilarious tweets.
Yeah.
But also, they have a term for that. Let me see if I can find it here. In the article, they have a term for when people try to – for when other companies try to steal the thunder of a social media frenzy.
What is it called?
Nugget thunder.
Piggybacking?
Yeah. It's not piggybacking. I'll have to – I'm going to – it's down – it's halfway down the article. Nickelbacking. It's called nickelbacking.
Yeah.
So let's see. Here we go. The PR industry has a word for this type of activity, brand jacking.
Brand jacking. Oh.
I like that. Brand jacking.
Tyson, does that jumpsuit make it easier for you to do brand jacking?
Oh, dude. So, and if I, with these, with these.
Yeah, with those pockets, you can brand jack a ton.
You can.
Yeah.
Like, I've been brand jacking pretty much this whole time, and you guys haven't even noticed.
Oh, that, that leisure outfit you're wearing is very conducive to
I'm brand jacking right now.
You know, United, yeah, if they really want...
Watch out, Carter.
If United really wants to just get away, get all this bad press out of the, you know, the limelight, whatever, they just need to give us more leg room.
Mm.
And maybe not charge me for that second bag. And then I'll forget everything.
Oh, dude, if they gave every, if they all of a sudden reconstructed the whole, the innards of all their planes to give everybody a little more leg room, mm-hmm. that would do it.
Yeah, they'd go
like,
straight
we're adding 4 inches to everybody's leg room.
Yeah.
Free of charge.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, this thing that they're trying to do, trying to brand Jack and all this other crap, it's not going to work. Really, until they give us something of value, we're all going to hate them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know if anybody's like, you know what? That United, they did help out that kid Carter and fly to any city to get nuggets, even though there's a Wendy's in every city. Yeah. They did let him like fly to Sacramento to go and get some chicken nuggets.
They're not half bad.
Yeah. I guess I'll fly with them again.
Yeah, they're my new favorite airline. Yeah.
Even though they had a scorpion on their plane.
I've never flown with United that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing much.
I fly in with Delta, and I'm assuming it's a pretty similar experience based on the news I've read about United.
Yeah, Delta is still beating people up. There's fist fights on Delta flights.
Are
with
there?
Stewardesses. Yeah, there's fighting going on.
Yeah.
I think that you know, one of the earliest stories I ever covered with you guys was the mistake they make by having everyone walk through first class, and that by having people walk through first class on their way to coach actually makes people very upset.
Yeah.
And so the whole fighting thing's going to happen on every airline. So Delta's not immune to that.
Yeah.
I, one time on Delta, I folded down my table when they brought the snacks out. Dried blood smeared all like a finger painting like, over the entire.
Was there just been a fight?
No. No fighting. I don't, maybe
well,
on the
know.
Flight before. It was dried like brown blood.
Sir.
And it was smeared on the wall next to me and stuff too. And I showed the flight attendant, and she just kind of gave me the, like, what you gonna do style, like, shrug and stuff. I was like, I am pretty certain this is not sanitary.
What if she had just gone like this to you, Tyson? And, like, you found out.
That's basically what she did.
Danny the previous is making, like, the throat slit gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The previous occupant of that seat did not put up that tray table in time.
Mm-hmm.
So she smashed his face to it several times. And
yeah.
then put the tray table up for him.
And then drew like a finger painting of like nose blood all over it.
Yeah, she rubbed her finger in the blood and then licked it as he looked on in horror.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's probably what
happened.
That's
the world
actually.
We live in, Rob.
Yeah.
Then I sent a picture of it to Delta.
And what happened?
No response or any. No response. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess they're trying to cover up something, and you were getting too close to uncovering it.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa. You think it was had something to do with Jimmy Hoffa?
Might be where Avril Lavigne died.
Yeah. Was she in that seat before you?
Oh my goodness. Probably.
Do you still
probably
have that?
It was in the back near the toilets.
Yeah.
The best seat on the plane.
Yeah.
That explains the blood.
If you have diarrhea, it's one of the best.
One
seats
of the top
plane,
seats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could pick that seat according to your bowel movements. Like,
yeah, you should.
They
I
reserve
have
the
raging diarrhea.
Right. Yeah, they reserve that those two back rows for the diarrhea people.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they reserve them for people flying with lap children.
Is that it?
Because yeah, we got put back there once, and I had chosen different seats in the flight, and they put us all the way on the back row, and next to us on either side was another person with a lap child, and the flight attendant came to the back. She's like, this is a 3-person row. You can't have 6 people on it, even if they are lap children. And I was like, well, I'm not the person in charge who stuck us all back here when we all requested different seats. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Salt Lake. I have to fly Delta. It's, oh God, I need that private jet life.
Yeah.
No, not going to happen.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You're telling me I'm not going to get a private jet yet?
Not yet, Tyson.
Okay.
Not until
I'm
you
waiting.
Fake your own death and then have the Tyson
the
imposter
Tyson.
Really
somebody
hustling.
More talented
yeah.
than me
yeah.
mm-hmm.
jump in for my life.
Well, he probably won't be more talented than you, but maybe he's going to have like some, you know, be a real go-getter and be able just
oh,
to
he's going
to
have some drive.
Right.
Some motivation.
He'll take your image and then be able to really maximize everything.
Yeah, he'll run with it.
Yeah. So, but you'll be cashing in, so it'll be a win-win.
Okay. Yeah.
If Tyson starts to like really be just killing it in the next 5 years, then you'll know what happened.
Yeah, if I'm all of a sudden the new Warren Buffett of Generation X.
Flying on private jets.
Oh, man, that would be so dope.
All right. Our friend Lancelot Draper sends us this story about a new Dove campaign, which has drawn backlash when the company released different shaped bottles of body wash meant to reflect the diverse shapes of women's bodies, and they encouraged women to choose the plastic bottle that looks more like them, Danny.
Wow. No one's going to pick that short, fat one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, what are they trying to say here? First of all, the bottles look weird. And do they all cost the same? Because you're going to get a different amount of soap in each bottle, I'm assuming.
No, I think they tried to keep the same volume.
Okay. All right. That's one of the questions I had when I saw this.
But here's this was covered also on another more established podcast than ours.
Yes.
And, basically, they just had it as a quiz question, but I started reading down some of the tweets of the response from consumers, and one guy wrote, if your girlfriend sends you to the store to get some Dove body wash, don't do it. It's a trap.
It's a trap, yeah. Which one looks like me?
Yeah. Now, and do you buy the one that looks like you?
Does it say on the bottle, like, hey, pick the one that looks most like your body?
Yeah. And then they have it labeled morbidly obese.
Right.
They have one that's there that's actually like in a king-size bed, and it has a little crane mechanism over the top of it to lift it up and move it.
Well, just to give you an idea of what these shapes are, if you have not seen the article. So one is like sort of like a pear shape, sort of like a teardrop. Mm-hmm. One is like sort of like long and skinny. One is like a circle.
Yeah,
and then
who's gonna pick that?
And then one is more of like a Coca-Cola bottle type,
curvy,
you know, curvy shape,
voluptuous.
Yes, but
So, Danny, do you think you could do any brand jacking to these bottles?
Yeah, I'd actually recommend like Burger King brand jack and make Whoppers the size of the people who come.
No,
in to get them.
That's not a good idea. That's not good. But I mean, the one that is really just like a circle, I don't know necessarily if, you know, somebody's saying like, yep, Dove, you nailed it. That's me. I need to buy this body wash. Thank you for the reminder.
They should have made it this how you perceive yourself, not how you actually are, which.
Yeah, then we could get
a glimpse
into people's psyche.
Yeah.
So then then from there, you go to checkout. And they can see which bottle you got.
I'm sorry,
and then they
sir.
Can refer you to a they can refer you to a counselor or something if you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, you think this is your bottle?
Yeah.
We need you to speak with someone. Bob, can you come up to register 5, please?
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you saying that you have the person who's very skinny with the low self-esteem? You feel like that this is like some like they should need
a cry
to talk
for
to.
Help.
Or you feel like it's somebody that's like, this is you? That's what you're saying?
Either way, it helps. Either you have too much of an ego or you don't have enough confidence.
So you just get like the side eye from the checkout person?
She's got a button underneath the register that she pushes.
Is Axe Body Wash going to come out with these for like more masculine ones where it's like, oh, I want the little pot gut one with the droopy man tits because I'm got dad bod now.
Yeah. Perhaps.
I just made myself sad.
I'm just picturing that. Hey, when you squeeze it on the bottle, it comes out of the man tits.
No. Oh. That's incorrect. It comes out of the neck hole.
Tyson, I just pictured you just in the shower with your bottle, just looking
crying.
So depressed. Yes, crying. Yeah. But no one can tell you're crying because you're taking a shower, which is one of the advantages of a shower.
I get out of the shower and immediately do 2 pull-ups, which is my maximum, and feel a little bit better about myself
better.
For the week.
Slightly better. Yeah. Okay, and then I've got one other story about free marshmallow-only Lucky Charms are being made available by General Mills.
In.
Okay?
100% in.
They have 10,000 boxes of marshmallow-only Lucky Charms.
Give me those Lucky Charms!
Right. No, you have to win it by finding a 14-digit code on specially marked boxes of Lucky Charms sold at
select retail. Oh, that's how they get you.
Yeah. I mean... So you have to buy a bunch of boxes that are not all marshmallows just to get the...
No, I got a better idea. Okay, this is a plea to all our listeners. Get on that website. Guess a 14-digit code. If there's enough of us guessing a 14, yeah. we'll hack it, dude.
Yeah.
Get on board with this.
I don't think you guys understand how many variations there can be with 14 digits.
Yeah, but when you got 18 trillion listeners.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, were you guys...
And half of those get on and guess a number.
Yeah.
The odds are in our favor.
Were you guys, okay with the hacking that went on this week? Did you guys get hacked?
Hacked by who?
I don't have
North
a computer.
North Korea, maybe.
Yeah, I don't have a computer that runs Windows XP.
Yeah.
So I was okay.
Okay. Tyson, you
Windows
were good?
Windows XP got hacked?
Yeah.
I was good, too. Yeah.
There was a worm.
And even if I got hacked, what would they take from
they
me?
They would do a ransomware. They charge you money to get your computer to work again.
Wow. How many people in the U.S. got hacked?
A lot.
It was all over the world. Tens of thousands of computers.
And they're saying,
for real?
They're saying that Pirates of the Caribbean got hacked and they're holding it for ransom.
Well, let's
and
hope they never release it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although
Johnny Depp is the only one making offers.
Yeah, he desperately needs that money.
He needs this to play so that he can be a little bit relevant again, so then he can show up on Jimmy Kimmel with 50 bracelets.
There's been several articles that Johnny Depp has pissed away $600 million.
Yeah, he doesn't have any
what
money.
A baller.
Right.
Yeah, but so nobody is more interested in this movie getting released than him. Or maybe he's the one holding it for ransom.
He might be, right. That I think he gets paid either way. He might just not want anybody to see the movie.
Yeah, well, but what about residuals?
Yeah, I was going to say he probably gets a percentage of box office, and he's going to
Well, I don't know.
That.
So you think he's
is
in
he
on
popular
it?
Popular enough still?
I think only as Jack Sparrow.
So wait.
I think Jack Sparrow is still popular. Johnny Depp is not.
Okay. So the fictional character that Johnny Depp plays is popular.
Right.
Yeah. You know what would be cool if we all got matching sparrow tattoos on our forearms somewhere? Mm-hmm.
Like Jack Sparrow?
Mm-hmm.
Or the bird?
Oh, so you think we should get tattoos of Jack Sparrow on our forearms, and then on that the tattoo of Jack Sparrow, there's a tattoo of a sparrow on his arm?
Yeah.
Like an Inception.
Sure.
Well, seeing that I have no tattoos on my body, this sounds like a great first tattoo.
Yeah, a good first. Okay. It's a starter tattoo.
And is it the kind of tattoo where all three of us have to put our arms together in order for it to be a complete picture?
Yes.
Mm. All right. I'm in.
Yeah. Maybe it could be like sort of like a hieroglyphic and tell the story of Pirates of the Caribbean.
the sixth movie.
Yes. Well, we won't get to see the next. I think this is going to be the fifth one. I think that's coming out, but we won't get to see it unless the hackers release it. I think the hackers are going to try to put it out in chunks, is what they're saying.
Yeah, they said they're going to put out 5 minutes first to let the studio bosses know they're serious, then 20-minute increments after that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are these North Korean hackers for certain?
I think that's one theory that's floated about.
Really? Because people should by now realize that North Korea probably doesn't have the technology to do that. Remember when the Sony hack was blamed on North Korea and it ended up not being?
It wasn't them?
I don't think so.
Danny, that wasn't them? I thought that was them.
It happened a long time ago.
I don't know.
Remember the details.
Yeah. We don't know.
Pretty certain it wasn't them.
We don't know. But, you know. We've always... You know, been of the mind of the hackers are just misunderstood.
Tortured souls living in their parents' basement.
Yes, I mean, look.
Is this before the show Mr. Robot came out even that was our, or Mr. Robot helped us?
You don't want to antagonize them, Tyson.
Oh, yeah. No, hackers are A-OK by me. I mean, they're always welcome in my home.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're probably already in
your
home,
not the
Tyson.
Real problem.
Yeah, they aren't the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is distract from the real stories at hand.
That's right. They're just, you know, trying to make a buck.
Yeah. Just like everybody else, you know, in this dog-eat-dog world.
Right.
Well, they're not very different than Google Play or iTunes. They all hold my music hostage unless I give them $10 a month. And by the way, I don't really own any of that music. It sits in the cloud.
This
I can download it. But
that's like ransomware?
It kind of is, because if I don't pay them the $10 a month, they'll delete all my music.
I don't know why I pay $10 a month to listen to the same Wu-Tang song over and over and yeah. over when I could just pay $1.99 and own it outright.
Mm-hmm. Also, I can't use any of that music. I can't put it on any videos of mine. I mean, I don't really own it. What I'm doing is renting it from them, and they'll lock up my Google Play if I don't pay. So it feels a little bit like I'm being held ransom.
Okay. So that's the real story, Danny.
That is the real story.
It really is.
Okay. All right, Danny, got anything in the bolt hole?
Oh, yeah. Guys, I've got the fashion accessory that you will be just craving.
Oh, what is it?
Ooh.
So, Chanel.
Interests are peaked.
You've heard of the brand Chanel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Duh. I don't know how to say it. Maybe in French it's something.
You said it. Chanel.
But they are selling a $2,000 boomerang.
Boomerang?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, my question is, first, do boomerangs actually work? Does anybody on this panel know? If
Tyson, you've been to Australia.
Yeah, I've seen boomerangs that have worked. It's an interesting concept because I don't think any designers have ever gone after the Aborigine population.
Oh, but Tyson, you've just hit upon a great part of this story, is that a lot of people are slamming the boomerang as racist and cultural appropriation.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's not even the price tag. They're like $2,000. All right. But you're racist, and this is cultural appropriation. Wow. So, but they're calling it a hunting. I saw somewhere someone called it a hunting tool. Could you hunt with a boomerang?
Boomerangs historically are hunting tools.
So they're designed. Boomerang the hell out of a koala bear? Like everyone?
No, you throw it at a rabbit or something, and if you hit it, it conks it down, and then you go get it. If you miss, the boomerang swings back towards you, and you can catch it for another shot.
So, wait, let me see if I've got this right. So, the rabbit's on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. If I throw the boomerang at the ground, you're telling me that if I miss, it'll climb back up into the air and come back to me.
Yeah, if you've thrown a boomerang, you can get him to dip and then arc back up and come back around to you.
Sounds only slightly better than a rock.
It's better than a rock in that if you are good at it,
which,
it will
by the
come
way,
back to you.
Nordstrom sold rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
This is a step
and
up from rocks.
How many rocks could you get for $2,000?
That's a good question. You go to Nordstrom's and get a hunting rock, or you go to Chanel and get a boomerang. The boomerang looks classy.
Yeah, the boomerang does look classy. And it's Chanel, too. So I'm assuming it's branded and everything. So you can really look cool.
Yeah.
Like you're going to put that on your wall. And it's just one of those things, someone's going to want to grab it and test out its boomerang capabilities.
Is our PR
well, I don't know
gal,
if we can get
Sarah
one if these are racist boomerangs.
Yeah, do you want this in your house, Tyson?
I want to see how racist it is and then also see, throwing capability-wise, if you're spending $2,000 on a boomerang, this better be pretty
dope. I think it's only $1,300.
Oh, okay.
The article, clarify, it's Australian dollars.
Oh, so are those
Australian
more?
Australian dollars.
Are those more?
Well, I don't know what the exchange rate is. Oh, wait.
Proof? Don't we have to admit, though, if this is cultural appropriation of the Aboriginal, that Australia does exist? So aren't we now shooting down a previous News AF story that Australia doesn't actually exist?
But this could all be a ploy to kind of build the backstory of Australia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this, a tangible item that's attached to some culture, makes it seem more real. So this is only solidifying the Australia lie.
Yeah. Oh, this Chanel boomerang looks pretty cool, though.
Okay.
Looks nice.
Buy one. They also sell $2,000 beach rackets and balls.
A beach racket?
Yeah.
It's so weird. So weird that they, like, is this what people want now from designer clothing manufacturers?
Who knows what they want?
Yeah.
Plastic pants, man.
Hey, it's 2017, Tyson.
Yeah, open your mind, Tyson. Stop living in like the 50s.
Yeah, get
okay
with your leisure, your one-piece shoot.
Yeah, get on your romp him, grab a boomerang, and get on out there, Tyson.
And Instagram the whole time you're doing it.
Right.
All right? Jeez.
And stop eating all that meat.
All right, Tyson, I got a story for you. I don't normally do two stories, but since you love the beach so much.
Ooh, is this going to make me hate the beach?
Well, this is about a beach in California.
Okay.
Now, there were a bunch of people playing on the beach. That could be you, right?
Okay. All of them could have been me.
Suddenly, a chopper shows up. I prefer to call them choppers. and started telling people that there were 15 great white sharks right off of the beach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah, the best part is the guy on the paddleboard, because I couldn't help but put myself in his shoes. And I'm pretty sure that the minute I heard that I was surrounded by great white sharks, I'd probably tumble into the water.
Mm-hmm. And then, this is what I would do if I were on a paddleboard and I got that warning. You want to stand up on the paddleboard so you can kind of see the sharks coming. Also, there's less surface area of you over the board, so if they chomp the board, they don't also get a piece of you.
But when you fall
now
in?
Once they chop the board, you probably would fall in, but at least that would give you a little bit of time to like assess the situation. Mm-hmm. That's assuming they even wanted to attack. It seems like, because in California, isn't that a juvenile white shark grounds there? I believe there's white sharks there great whites there constantly.
If that was the case, why would they have a helicopter telling people to get out of the water?
Because this was pretty close to the human population. I don't think they generally come in that close. But a guy got chomped there last year by a great white shark.
Chomped. I like the use of that word. They do go up and bump stuff. Like, mm-hmm. there was a video, I think, last week of a great white shark bumping a father and son who were in a fishing boat.
Where was that at?
I want to say South Africa.
That sounds harmless, though. Okay.
Well, I know, but that's harmless. But if Tyson's on this longboard, or this paddleboard, sorry,
and
then
that
innocent, harmless bump all of a sudden becomes a delicious, tasty shark frenzy.
Mm-hmm. No. You falling
and
in.
With Tyson's dad bod, I bet you taste delicious.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've got the perfect amount of marbled fat in my muscle.
And some of that Axe body spray marinade glaze.
Yeah, dude. You know it. Oh, man.
How about this? What about Pepsi Fire Axe body spray? So then if the shark bites you, it's too spicy.
Oh, and this is like,
an atomic fireball? Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, I've always, like, atomic fireball sunscreen is actually a great idea, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would wear anything, regardless of how it smelled or made my skin burn, if it promised that sharks would not eat me.
Right.
If I wore it.
They have shark repellent that you can buy. They have electromagnetic one that you can wear around your wrist, or they have like a...
Does that work, though?
But I mean, is that like on the same level with like healing crystals?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, boy.
They need to put a guy in the water covered in beefsteaks and blood wearing one of those bracelets. And if he comes out alive,
yeah,
I will buy it.
Okay. I can't tell you if they work or not, but I don't know. I think they would probably work a little bit, but also sharks don't generally want to chomp humans.
I know, but just the idea is so terrifying. Let's fill up your leisure suit with chum and go to this beach, and you can wear those bracelets, those electromagnetic bracelets.
How come it has to be me?
Because you're defending the sharks.
And you have the jumpsuit.
I'm not backing the bracelets 100%. I do have the jumpsuit, so I guess we can use that, but does it have to be me in it?
Well, you're a good swimmer. I don't think... Rob and I could swim laden down with chum. So it's got to be you.
Okay.
I really want to know if the bracelets work.
Okay, it's me. Okay.
You got it. All right. Well,
I'll do it.
And then if anything happens, we'll find another Tyson to just, keep the Tyson going.
Yeah, as long as you guys hide my death from public so that People Magazine doesn't do a little online write-up about it.
Do we need to hide it from Rachel also, or is she in on it?
She needs to be in on it so she can collect that sick life insurance policy that I just paid for again today.
I don't think that you can get the life insurance if somebody's going to go on living as Tyson.
I think you can if it's known that's the thing. I think you can keep it secret enough to collect the life insurance, but still live the lie.
I think that's fraud.
No, it's not fraud.
I see
if I really die... She can collect the life insurance whether or not someone else is going on living as me.
It depends.
There's no insurance fraud there.
Yeah, the real dispute is how deeply entrenched the new Tyson involves himself. Does he take up the social security number? That's what we're really discussing here. If it's just a matter of like this guy looks like Tyson, but his name's Bob and he has a different social security number, then
who would they get to play me? Like Matthew McConaughey when he had AIDS?
No, you have like a million Tysons lined up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That's one of true. Yeah, one of the ones right from Twitter would be good. Yeah, it really just depends on, is Tyson Apostle a fictional character? And if so, then would you dying then prohibit somebody else from playing that role moving forward?
No, Fat Tyson steps right in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all set up.
Yeah.
So okay. Fat Tyson, you think that – so I need to gain a little bit of weight right now so that when Fat Tyson takes over, it will be a smooth transition.
Well, you've prepped – you've already prepped. You've laid the groundwork for a Fat Tyson by talking about your dad bod. I think he just steps in right now. No extra weight needed.
It's going to be actually much more delicious for the sharks also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, after this podcast, I'm going to do two pull-ups to make myself feel better.
Just do one.
You think that will make me feel good enough to watch Netflix the rest of the day?
No, but then you won't be as lean for when Fat Tyson Apostle steps in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like the best of both worlds. Yeah.
I guess it'll make me feel good enough to not feel bad.
It's a little bit of a bump, but not too much that you're getting too svelte.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. What's the hashtag today? We talked about a lot of things. I got the Frog Eye Surprise, brand jacking.
I like Frog Eye Surprise, but I honestly don't know what that hashtag will pull up. So
I think it won't pull up anything. I think Frog Eye Surprise is exactly what we need.
Yeah.
Take us to another level. Double up on listeners real quick.
Let's see. I'm looking on the hashtag search. Let's see if Danny, did you invent that?
I've heard of Frog Eye In before.
Yeah.
I heard it a long time ago at a karaoke session when this guy got up in really tight cowboy
jeans. I don't think anybody's ever used that as a hashtag before. I'm not finding anything with that Frog Eye Surprise.
All right. That's us. That's our term.
Okay. Wow. That could be our logo. Like the frog eyes are seeing the news coming out of the rompim.
No.
Hopefully we're not brand jacking that from anybody else, but I don't think so.
Oh.
There you go. Frog Eye Surprise, Tyson.
Frog Eye Surprise, hashtag it.
Yeah, so you need to then cut the legs off of that jumpsuit to make those into some sort of jumpsuit shorts, some jerts.
Yeah, so we can do some frog eyes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but in the privacy of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's the only place.
Good stuff here once again. Big shout out to Scott St. Pierre for editing the great News AF podcast. And of course, to our News AF intern, Lita, who was up in Toronto with us last week. She wrote a blog all about her experience.
Was it positive?
Yes, very, very positive. She said it was even better than New York.
Ooh.
Yes.
New York, people in New York are going to be pissed about that.
She said
statement.
It was a better event. She liked it more.
Okay, challenge is on, New York. It's up to you. Your move. Ball's in your court.
Yeah. Okay, Tyson, do you have any reviews for us?
Oh, you know that I do.
Okay. Of course, you can post your reviews. Go to newsaf.news for posting your reviews and subscribing on iTunes.
Yes. And where else can we listen to this thing?
Of course, you can listen to it on robiswebsite.com. Also, you can watch the video at youtube.newsaf.news. And then also, you can join our Facebook group. Look on Facebook for Group AF. That's us. Almost 2,000 people have joined the News AF Facebook group, sending us their stories.
Great group.
It is one of the top
really
groups.
Really great group.
Everybody is saying.
Okay, we got some.
Okay. There you go.
Tyson liked my FB comment, so here's a review. 5 stars by rtaylor661. Life is a waste of time, and time is a waste of life. Listen to News AF, and you'll have the time of your life.
Ooh. That was like a poem.
Yeah, that was a
time. Was that a haiku?
No, it wasn't a haiku. The syllables were... It was a poem. Definitely art. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, are you kidding me, dude? 5 stars.
Yeah.
By Means B... 1-5. News AF is my go-to place for news. Danny and those other two guys nail it every week, and just when you think they're done, Danny pulls something out of his bolt hole. 5 stars.
Yeah, not done nailing it yet.
People are getting the words going around about my bolt hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your bolt hole is one of the loosest bolt holes around.
Hmm.
There's more.
Take a drink.
There's more, but we'll save them for next time if people choose not to review us.
Okay. You can get your reviews read on the show. Honest, actual, factual reviews only will be read. You can go to news.newsaf.com. I don't even remember.
Newsaf.news.
Okay. Newsaf.news. There you go.
.com.
No.
I think.
It's newsaf.news, I think.
Newsaf.news.
Newsaf.news. There you go.
Got it.
It's such a unique URL that sometimes I get thrown off. But there you go.
Yeah. It's actually, if you took the dot out of it, it would be a complete anagram of itself.
Oh.
Except for AF.
Yes.
Except for the AF
for that part. So 211 customer ratings in the iTunes store for News AF.
Do you think that's all the listeners we have?
No, that's all the people that cared enough to leave us a star rating.
Oh, there's a way you can go in there and look at the Canadian ones. I'm going to do that next
week. Okay, we'll look into that. Okay, those are all the people in the United States. All right. Great show today. Lots of fun. We'll be back next Tuesday with much more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.